You will present in Ljubljana this year Factory One, which is a monumental fire show, let's say. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, this big Czech built in Dales.
Structure,
yeah. Big iron structure. And it comes to life a little bit, fed by fire. And it goes harder and harder till it eats itself up and collapses. Something like that. I see it like that. Maybe Inger sees it different, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I see it as a big machine that we just arrive and we have to go and do our shift in there, like so many people need to go and work in the factory. But our factory is very basic compared to high tech, and the factories now which want to go faster and bigger and stuff like that, and eventually, like, you know, our one goes faster and bigger as well, but it self-destructs.
So in this factory you're showing an industrial world made of steel, fire, water and steam. It's a real unkind world, an apocalyptic world.
Yes.
Yeah, apocalyptic, well, it destroys itself, so yeah. It's a bit like the capitalist things, you know, how do you say? Capitalist society which will grow and eventually will collapse.
Which is obvious, or getting more obvious every day.
And we just make that thing in 20 minutes or something.
Looking at this show, it seems that we are participating in an ancestral ritual a little bit.
Yes, if you see ritual being away from religion, I could agree with that. If it's part of a religion or anything, like, you know, airy fairy, doesn't matter what you see as God. But I do think for most people it's just a way of life. It's more than just doing the festivals, like everybody at home lives this way, more or less. Back to basics.
Some people compare you with the Dutch painter, Hieronymus Bosch. This painter is mainly dealing with hell, paradise, and how humanity is corrupted or condemned. You are presenting a modern hell. Is it some kind of, let's say, industrial sound musical in Bosch aesthetics?
Well, it's a case of showing the difference between, like, before and after, and the contrasts and whatever, then would be similar to Hieronymus Bosch.
You are aesthetically reconstructing the actions that are repeated constantly and unconsciously by the workers in the factory, and you are acting on complete liberty to demonstrate someone's miserable state. Is it somehow controversial?
Yes, I think if anybody or people from the group were asked to work in the way we need to work in the factory, you wouldn't do it. If you had to kind of do the repetitious things we are doing in there, no, we wouldn't do it. Because we've kind of all chosen to more or less keep a freedom of choice in what we do on a daily basis. It kills creativity, yeah. Repetition.
How do you prepare yourself for the show with the fire?
We know what we have to do, and not where we don't stand and where we stand, and what we throw and where we throw it.
Read the fire. Yeah. You know, you kind of, as soon as, I can only speak for myself, but like we start at a central fire, and the first thing I will do is to see what way the wind is coming, even before you do any action. It's a continuation as well, like if Hans wants to be warm in the winter, he's making fires every day, so it becomes a part of life, it's part of living basic.
So you probably deal with complex logistical problems, especially regarding the fire, how it changes between different countries.
Some people are very open to fire, some countries are not open, some countries are very strict. Yeah. We played in Canada, which is very strict, but they changed a bit when after we were there.
People love us, firemen.
Firemen love us, yeah. Yes. But more or less, like we, even if there's places that are apprehensive at the start, when they have seen the show, they change their mind quite. They show more respect.
And what about music? How you involve the music in your show?
For this one particular show, the music was prepared originally a long time ago, and there's been a few adjustments made since then, to the show's been growing a little bit, so the music has been growing with it.
You played with the band from Montreal, We Are Wolves. How was it?
In the beginning it was a bit like, okay, how are we going to do this? But it worked out fine. It worked out great in the end, actually. It was really nice to work with a band, a live band, especially like a band like them. They were able to improvise as well and change the music a little bit to suit the music of the show. It was good fun, yeah, it was great.
Can you tell me about the Doodle Company? When did you meet them? How did you enter the company?
Okay, I met the company a couple years ago. I was living in the same squatted terrain as Wim, and 5 years ago they asked me to join them as a driver and later on as a actor, player, builder, everything.
Wim is a sculptor. How did he come to the street theater?
He started making things which were very big and he needed people in it, or he wanted to have moving people in it. So then he asked some people and it grew, I think.
Yeah. He started off as a jewelry maker, but it's more or less what he says, like, you know, that things just grew. And he used to live in a wagon as well, so he was traveling and he would try and find as many places as possible so that he could do his thing. So that's how he ended up doing street theater.
How do you collect money? Is it difficult?
Yes, it is difficult. Yeah, because we don't get any grants. We don't get any money from anybody. So we have to do it ourselves. And seeing as we ourselves don't have that much money either, it's not that that easy. But we like nearly everything we make is made with stuff that people throw away. So that makes it easier, and it's mainly people's passion and their belief in what they are doing is what's keeping it going. Fairly simple. And what I've heard a lot on the festivals in the last couple of years is that a lot of people miss that in street theater these days, because like a lot of company comes, they need a big crane or they need another infrastructure, which, like, you know, is most probably more expensive than the whole production that we put on together, the one crane.
The Slovenian government is making important cuts on cultural budget. What is the situation in Netherlands?
That's the same. It's really,
it's
really
worldwide, I think.
Yeah, in Holland they're gonna cut like one third of all cultural things with the new right-wing government. They're totally gonna fuck up culture and all kinds of things. But culture is the first thing they're gonna cut a lot.
But it might do the whole thing some good as well, because yeah, it's going to turn more underground and maybe make people more creative. Yeah, because a lot of times, and that's something that changed in Holland as well, subsidies always go to the same places, which, like, you know, if a company or anything or has subsidies for 20 years, you think they would be after finding a way to get self-sufficient. So, you know, maybe it might do some good as well. But give them the money!
Are you only acting in street theater, or do you have some other kind of expression?
Yeah, I play in a band as well, with Greg, one of the other players. We play like sort of Celtic folk music. And yeah, that's an important part of our creativity and income as well.
I paint and do mosaic and build and restore, and I try to keep everything I do creative.
Regarding the programmation of Anna de Setnica Festival, which show you would like to see?
I would like to see the Primitives, because they're from Belgium.
I don't know the names, so I'm quite happy to see some local theatre productions.
It's nice to see the Squat, the big metal cove.
But it's strange to see, because, like, you know, in Holland it's always been part of Dutch life is the whole squatting scene, and this year now it's been abolished. Last year it was abolished. It's no longer allowed. And when you come here then you see a place like Metal Kova, where things are loud and things are growing and it is a creative area, then it's like, you know, the world reversed, really. You know, when you see where Slovenia came from and is now, and where Holland came from and is now, like, you know, I think Slovenia is more progressive than Holland is at the moment.